Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord, our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. O Lord, our God, unwearied is your love for us. O Lord, our God, unwearied is your love for us. Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul. O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice. In the day of distress, I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours. All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord. For you are great and do marvelous deeds, you who alone are God. Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave. The proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you they pay no heed. But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity upon me. O give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid's son. Show me a sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Lord, our God, unwearied is your love for us. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. God has destined us for acquiring salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, all of us, whether awake or asleep, together might live with him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Thus, Lord, as we stay awake, watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray. We pray for all animals that are abused and neglected, that through the intercession of Saint Francis they may be delivered from all distress and harm. Reverend Destin Cox wants to prayers for renewal, strength, forgiveness, guidance, and those impacted by 9/11, and prosperity for the Soul Clinic. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. We continue to pray Deacon Nicholas and, of course, the rest of Florida and Texas for their strength of endurance during this time of recovery and relief. We pray for their safety. We pray that they come out all right. Let us continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. Let us continue to pray for Bishop Long, that all the unnecessary anxiety and distress that rests upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for all of the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may continuously be led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. Pray for the homeless. Let us pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in absolute thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. Let us pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. We continue to pray for the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese and Nicholas, our priest, Father Dennis, and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, that God continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the order and the goal of his church. We'd like to take this time to pause for just a moment. We will continue to pray diligently and fervently for those affected by the hurricanes and by the tornado victims in Florida. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our fervent prayers. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those which we hold in the silent depths of our hearts, the prayers of the church and those of the whole world. For these prayers, the church, both humbly and fervently pray. Let us pray. Lord, give our bodies restful sleep, and let the work we have done today bear fruit in eternal life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. And my brothers and sisters, may the Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.